Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has outlined his philosophy for a new economic model under the Albanese government. Dr. Chalmers is urging businesses to co-invest with government to deliver what he calls value-based capitalism. In a stark contrast to the economic approach of his predecessors, this assessment has attracted debate surrounding the current economic climate and its future. Irene Diakonostasis asked Tim Harcourt, industry professor and chief economist at the Institute for Public Policy and Government at the University of Technology, Sydney, what his initial reaction to the essay was.
It was interesting. I thought that in some ways it was positioning for the next budget and also positioning within the Labor Party and perhaps thinking about where, you know, Jim Chalmers wants to be in the future, maybe as a future Prime Minister.
And in this essay, Chalmers outlined his philosophy to build a new economic model for Australia under the Albanese government. One of the key takeaways was that Chalmers is urging businesses to co-invest with the government to deliver what he calls value-based capitalism. How would the co-investment between these stakeholders impact our society, and would it actually benefit us in the long term?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Chalmers' predecessors, the Hawke and Keating government, had a very good accord with the trade unions, and they had a summit with leading business groups, and it was a way of managing capitalism to best suit the interests of workers and employers. And in some ways, the Labor Party was set up in Australia in 1891 not to replace capitalism, but to civilise it. So in a way, it's just part of this Labor Party tradition where you don't let things go as a pure free market, because it's quite uncertain and can be quite unequal, but you don't have state control everywhere, as was tried in the Soviet Union. So in between, it's sort of a mixed economy where you have a market-based system, but with appropriate government intervention and sharing with the social partners where necessary.
I guess that leads us to ask, is Chalmers turning his back on the Hawke-Keating legacy that won elections?
Yeah, I don't think he is. I mean, I think he's basically modernising the Hawke-Keating legacy for his times with him as treasurer. In the essay, he gave a nice Greek philosopher quote about a man crosses a river and then the same man crosses the river again. It's not the same man, it's not the same river. So I think he was implying that times are very different. So he's probably modernising it for the challenges of today, post-COVID, with the rise of China and geopolitical tension, Russia and Ukraine, and the challenges of climate change, which were very different when Hawke came to power.
And another statement that was made was that the private sector is key and central to sustainable growth, and there's a genuine appetite among so many business people and investors for something more aligned with their values and goals. Would you say this statement is accurate in relation to our current economic climate?
Yeah, well, business is a bit mixed on this, isn't it? I mean, business likes to be very progressive on things like The Voice and same-sex marriage and occasionally on climate change. But when it comes to taxes and industrial relations and working with trade unions, they're quite conservative. So the values are quite mixed from the corporate sector. So I think that's quite difficult for them. The business sector has a lot of thinking to do on what sort of values they want to embrace and to what extent will they get co-opted into the government's agenda.
What about for the everyday citizen, the consumers? Do you think that Chalmers' model really takes into account their perspective?
Yeah, that was missing from the essay. I think the essay was a broad philosophical type, broad brush essay. There weren't a lot of details, and that's sort of been admitted by even friends and advocates of Chalmers. But at the end of the day, what most economists think is that having a very competitive, robust market system means that the value to the consumer is maximised. So if you impose certain social values within your economic model, you might be looking at social values that may be important to yourself, but they may come at a cost of lower prices or consumer choice. So that's a very interesting question. I think I'm really glad you asked that. It's a very important issue.
Is there anything we haven't covered in this discussion that you think is important in regards to his essay?
Yeah, perhaps how will the opposition respond? You know, they've got their own views of capitalism. They've got their own threats from the Teals in certain what were formerly blue ribbon coalition seats, and they've got the same types of challenges in the New South Wales election that's coming up in March. So I'd be interested to see whether one of the Liberal, you know, maybe the Shadow Treasurer, Angus Taylor, or the opposition leader, Peter Dutton, or one of the other coalition frontbenchers also writes an essay on their view of values and capitalism. That could be quite interesting. It might even be Mark Latham from One Nation writing the alternative essay.
Tim Harcourt, Industry Professor and Chief Economist at the Institute for Public Policy and Government at the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking there with Irene Diakonostasis.